Okay, lady, now let's get information. I say, okay, lady, now let's get information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always stay gracious, best revenge is your paper. It's your girl, the thick rider chick, the binge babe, Miss Courtney Lyric. I admit I have not been consistent at all with bringing you guys podcasts this year, just between film school and trying to do life shit. I have been off of it. We actually are coming up on our third anniversary at the end of this month. So forgive me for not being on my shit like I should have, but bruised attention must be paid. Now, some good shit has come out between Squid Games and Bruised. King Richard, check it out if you haven't seen it. Eternals, if you haven't seen it. The new miniseries with Wesley Snipes and Kevin Hart. You know, support that shit. However, attention must be paid for Bruised. Okay, so first of all, if y'all hear this little Edgar Allan Poe shit going on, the Ravens mating call and shit, I'm sitting by the window and the birds are just getting their bird on, so forgive me. And also the battery is out in my in my smoke detector. But back to important matters. So our beloved, and I say our because although she is biracial, hey, she belonged to black folks. So our beloved Halle Berry has made her directing debut in the Netflix film Bruised. And first of all, I am just so here for people like, you know, Halle Berry, Regina King, stepping out from behind the actor seat and being directors and bringing us quality black film, because I'm here for it. I don't think anyone who's worked in the industry is probably the best, you know, best people or the best person rather to direct, because they know firsthand how to interact with actors. They know how to get the best out of actors, and furthermore, you know, double checks to the same house. I'll star as the main actress. You can also pay me a, you know, not as large as a percentage for a director, because I'm also getting paid as main actress, and I'll even double back as an executive producer. So all kind of checks coming into the same house. I am here for it, and in exchange for that, we get quality black films. I'm here for that. I'm not big into sports, but as I've said before, I don't care for sports in real life, but I don't think I've ever seen a sports movie that I really didn't like, because the writers of sports films tend to understand the assignment. And the assignment isn't just to be running a football all day or just be fighting in a boxing ring or doing karate for 2 hours. Well, I don't include karate, I'm sorry. Well, boxing, MMA, football, basketball, most of those films tend to be real heart tuggers, and they tend to be good because they put just enough sports in it to keep it sports, but they still have enough life in it to keep it relatable, even if you don't enjoy sports. So this movie did not fall short. Halle brought her A game. Me, I'm a fast paced girl. Some people like slow burners. Some people are, I'll deal with a slow burner if the payoff is good. This movie almost was too fast paced. It was like, if you look at your phone and check a text message, ah shit, the boy gone. Like, I mean, it was moving so quickly, but I like fast paced. I give you 10 good minutes to reel me in, and Halle understood the assignment. I'll say this as a writer. I like when a writer puts a pen to the pad and doesn't waste a single word. Every word has a purpose. Everything moves the story forward. And whoever wrote this, I don't know if she wrote it or if she's just directing it, or I didn't take a look at that. I will take a look. Oh, no. So the screenplay is by Michelle Rosenbarb. Okay, shout out to Michelle, because she understood the assignment. Every word had a purpose, and every scene had a purpose. There was no filler. You know, everything moved the story forward. It was well executed, and it was fast paced. It was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we're here. She's this. She gets fired from the job. Now she's back fighting. We introduced to the boyfriend. She gets jumped at the little fight, and then she wins. And now she's getting a trainer. You know, bow, bow, bow. It's a lot of action and a lot happening very quickly from the jump. And I really like that. Why? Because it's fucking entertainment. It's the entertainment industry, not the slow burn industry. But so me personally, I like stuff that comes out the gate swinging. That's me. Some people like anticipation build up and all that stuff. Me personally, I like it to come out the gate swinging. So she came up the gate swinging. You know, we're introduced to her. She was a fantastic fighter, an MMA fighter, who like 4 or 5, 6 years ago, however long, jumped out of a cage. Like, she didn't just get knocked out. She literally climbed over the cage and ran into the audience to get away from this fight. So, for lack of a better phrase, her career was over. Okay, it was embarrassing. What a way to go! Like, getting knocked out is one thing, but running away, you know, it was embarrassing. So she kind of left. No, she didn't kind of. She left fighting. When we first are introduced to the character, she is cleaning toilets. I mean, in short, she's a cleaning lady for this prestigious family. The little boy, who is a complete shit, is recording her whenever she changes clothes, and so she breaks his phone, rightfully so. Little perv in training. But of course, where there's privilege, hey. So she gets fired from that. She is living with her manager slash boyfriend. What's this actor's name? Because he is handsome as the fuck. His name was Desi on the in the movie, but his real name is Adon Kanto. And for the records, lady, he is fine. So there's a little bit of eye candy for us, but that's about it. As the story progresses, we come to find he's a piece of shit. But anyway, so on we move with the story. So she pop, you know, Desi is like, I dropped everything for you. You're my only fighter, blah, blah, blah. And so they go to a cage match to, air quote, scout, you know, a new fighter he's looking at. But I think it was just a setup to get her back in the ring anyway. So the new fighter, the Wolf, I think was her name. I don't know. Big chick. But she rolls up on Holly Berry, spits some juice in her face and shit. And, you know, Holly Berry gets her to the ground and just, the character's name is Jackie Justice. That's Holly Berry's character. But, okay. So Jackie gets her to the ground and just pretty much headbutt. Like, this girl, this woman has to be at least 6'2", a strong 250 of pure muscle. And she just gets her to the ground and headbutts her practically to death. And there is a trainer, a well-known trainer, who sees this and he's like, yo, here's my card. I'm immaculate. Yo, what's up? He's handsome too, ladies. But, so all this is happening in a quick pace. I'm talking, we like not even 12 minutes into the film and she's getting Immaculate's card. Then she comes home. Boom. Grandma, well, mom, is like, yo, this is your son? They're just on the steps in the rain, like boom. Let me just say this. Jackie Justice, deadbeat ass. Like, I don't know. There was a meme going around Facebook talking about how Holly Berry always gets these roles as shitty moms. But yeah, Jackie is shitty. So ain't seen the baby in 6 years. He was living with the father. And apparently Desi had no idea. And Desi and Jackie lived together. So the mom was like, look, his dad passed away. His girlfriend brought him down here from Miami. And Manny is the baby's name. And just all throughout the film, I just wanted to reach to the screen and hug Manny. I love me some kids. And that baby just needed some loving. Because, like, not only do he not know this mama, and I'm air quoting, you can't see me, but the air quotes are up. This grandma is about 2 steps better than she is. And furthermore, the parent that he truly loves was not only killed, but killed in front of him. So at this point, he is traumatized with PTSD. He's nonverbal. And he is just within, like, his life is just as fast paced as a damn movie. Because, okay, my dad was shot in the head in front of me like a week ago. And now I'm on the steps in the rain being dumped off on this woman who's my mom that I don't even know. Like, this is, I just wanted to hug him, you know. But adorable actor named Danny Boyd played Manny. And I assume casting wasn't very hard because, hell, Manny ain't had but 2 lines at the end of the film. He was nonverbal the entire movie. So casting was just based on cuteness alone. But anyway. She moves Manny in. She starts training, you know, with Immaculate. Immaculate recommends the Budokan, I think that was her name. But she's like peace and zen, and I'm assuming she's a Buddhist. But you know, and she's a trainer, and she is not feeling Jackie at all. She's like, she's too old. She's washed up. I got younger girls, quicker girls. Like, don't waste my time with this. But, you know, would this be a film if Jackie didn't go through the process and, you know, become this person or become who she was? But anywho, so now she's got this kid on her hip. So she's just deciding to go back into fighting. And now she's got this kid on her hip. Not just this kid, her only child. her living situation with Danny is what it is. They, to me, are extremely toxic. I'm just talking about the beginning. I'm not even getting to that part. But they're extremely toxic. He's not very kind to the boy, which for me would be a bye-bye. But I guess she don't know the kid either. So it's just like, there's the poor thing. Like, he really is just not surrounded by any real love. Because anyone you don't know, let me tell you something about motherhood real quick. You know, people have babies and then they're like, oh my God, I just fell in love at first sight and I just knew. And that's bullshit, because anybody you don't know is a stranger, even this baby. So it's like, we want her to feel this stuff, but there's nothing to feel. I haven't seen you since you were in a diaper. She said it. She was like, look, you don't know me and I don't know you. Thank you for your honesty, because we damn sure don't know each other, you know. So it's, I guess for me, it's like maternal instinct. You're not talking to my kid like that. I'm protecting my kid. But I think it took her a minute to get into the swing of that. So she takes this fight where she can get like 10,000 if she loses, 25K if she wins. So, bitch ain't working. So she, so I can, cause I was like, what? But I get it. That's quick money. It ain't like she don't need it. The average person does not even make $10,000 in 4 or 5 months. So, I mean, take the money. But yeah, so she starts training with Budokan. I love Budokan's character. She's played by Sheila Atim. But the fight is against Lady Killer, who I believe is the current champ, or, you know, whatever. I don't know. But now, mind you, in real life, Halle Berry is 55, I think. I don't even know how old she's supposed to be in this film. But she ain't been in the ring in 4 years. So we'll say she was in her late 40s. You know, just, I don't know what the actual character's age is, but obviously, no matter how beautiful Halle Berry is, it's obvious the character is old. So, I'm just saying, you know, let me see if I can find out Wikipedia. Like, how old is she supposed to be? I can't find it right now, but if you know what, drop it in the comments or whatever. But she old, point blank. So, Budokan is really, you know, just not really a fan. But she tries to get to know her a little bit. You know, Jackie isn't really here to make friends. She's here to try to get back in shape, to try to get back in the ring. Honestly, I thought that the mentor, because you know there's always a mentor or wise old sage of the film, was going to be Pops. But we really did not get, so that didn't pay off the way I thought it would. Budokan more so ended up being the mentor or the spiritual guider in this film. And I appreciated that relationship. Honestly, my only complaint with that, I am here for the LGBTQ community getting the representation they deserve. Every group deserves to see themselves represented. So I don't have a problem with her being a lesbian at all. The only thing I was hoping for, because yes, we do need to see more representation of, you know, lesbian and homosexual couples. However, we as a black community need to see more relationships between same sex. We need to see same sex friendships being strong and be like, we need to see that. And it kind of reminds me of Queen Sugar, when Micah's character was becoming really good friends with his roommate. And I was like, and the theme of their story was they had to go against the toxic thinking of our culture that implies that black men can't hug each other, they can't be too close, or something's going on. And so what they did do, I'm really even not sure exactly what's going on with Queen Sugar. They told each other they love each other. I think, obviously, they like each other. And I was hoping that they would have kept that original storyline. You know, brothers need to see brothers being brothers to other brothers. Everything doesn't have to result in a sexual relationship. And I was hoping for that with this as well. Women need other women. We need, black women especially, need to see other black women support. Like, Budokan was a good friend. She, I don't really know you, and you're really just my fighter. But she saw that she was trying with her son. She saw that she was trying, and she did what the village is supposed to do. She stepped in and feel the need, you know, like she was a friend to her. And I really wish they could have stuck to that storyline without them becoming lovers, because it backfired. They ended up sleeping together, and Holly is a train wreck. trainwreck.com. And I can appreciate Budokan wanting to step in and be that, you know, and sort through her shit with her, but Holly wasn't ready for no relationship. I'm skipping. But that's my only complaint with that, is I don't mind, you know, the representation at all. I think more of it is needed, but I do also feel that Black women need to see, because there's so much, especially with women, and men have their own thing too. That's why I'm okay with, we need to see in our culture more of, you're my sister and I can depend on you, without that snipey and the mess and the stereotypes that comes with Black women dealing with other Black women. Because we always hear people be like, I don't have that many lady friends because this, then a third. So film writers, me included, we need to start showing more healthy friendships among Black women, and same thing for Black men. Everything does not have to end up in the bedroom. I get it, it's a new day, and that I'm fine with that. That, like I said, they need the representation just like any other marginalized group. However, the friendship thing, we need to put that in front of people, because there's such a stigma that, oh, I can't trust her because women, eh. No. Show Black women being real good friends to each other. We need to see more of that. So that's the only complaint I have of the movie. Even though, yes, they did end up becoming lovers. Okay, but let me scoot back. So back to Desi. Desi is her current manager boyfriend, and he's shit. I saw him becoming shittier as the scenes went by, and I knew it was going to end up like it did. Of course, he hits her in the face, you know, even though she probably could whoop the shit out of him, but he did end up hitting her. He wasn't kind to her son. You know, she brought a keyboard since he was nonverbal, and she saw a video of her son and his late father playing piano together. She bought that for him. The baby really isn't bothering anybody, but he just has such animosity towards him, and he's not kind to him at all. For me, because I'm a full-time mama, that would have been enough. Like, I'm out this bitch. You tripping. But, you know, she's easing back into motherhood, so. But he, like, he tries to jump on Manny once. And I do like when she finally kind of starts being a mom, and she's like, you're little and I'm big, and he's big. And big doesn't hurt little. I'm going to protect you. So she always referred to herself as big, and it's him to little. And I don't know why. I just thought that was the cutest thing. I was just like, oh my gosh. But, you know, because no need to force it. I'm your mother, but I'm not your mom. You don't know me. So you're not even speaking. So let me just keep it simple. Because I am bigger than you, I'm gonna keep you safe. And she did do that. And I mean, when Desi lost his motherfucking mind with his drunk ass, she bounced and she did not return, and I'm glad they kept that, because I thought for a good story plot, Desi might make his way back in, and I'm glad he didn't. So shout out to Miss Michelle with that screenplay, because we need to see that. We need to see more of Black women friendships, and we need to see more of Black women walking away from toxic relationships and not returning just for entertainment purposes. Now don't get me wrong, I like a good show like Insecure, where the bitch always going back to the toxic nigga. I mean, it makes for good TV, but also we need to see that too. So I'm glad that she left Desi, period. I'm not glad that she left Desi and got with Budokan, because first of all, Budokan is in a healed place and she's whole. Justice is Jackie is all over the place. I don't think it was very wise, to be honest, for Budokan to get involved with Jackie. She is a train wreck. A beautiful train wreck, because, I mean, it's Holly Berry. So, hey. But this is your job. It just, I really wish they would have kept that as them being friends. Because, like I said. But, okay. It was a good story plot, and it made for good TV. Especially if you like girl-on-girl action. There was a love scene. And, I mean, it looked believable. So, hey. So, for good story writing, what's the saying? You never shit where you shower, or what is it? You never eat where you shit. So she mixed her plate in toiletries. I'm totally fucking that up, but so she did just that, and what ended up happening? A train wreck. So they get emotionally involved. She's thinking that they're becoming a little family, and what do Holly do? Nah, I'm not ready for this. So as soon as Holly breaks that off, she goes and gets drunk, so all of her healing, all this stuff out the window. Budokan goes and gets pissy drunk and gets in a wreck, when all we had to do was just keep it copacetic. But I mean, the heart wants what it wants, and blah 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 blah. But Holly is really the one who leaned in for the kiss. So I mean, it wasn't, you know, Budokan was just being kind and speaking her heart or however she felt, and Holly just was like, "Oh, that must mean you wanna fuck." So, and they did just that. So yeah. So at this point, they are out of Desi's apartment. Shit's going everywhere with Budokan, and she moved back in with the mom. Well, let me say this. I have seen this woman on another show, and she was a shitty mom on that. So while you're talking about Holly Berry, don't forget to talk about this woman too. Ah, her real name is Adrian Lennox? Angel McQueen. She was also the mom on The Blind Side. She is always somebody's shitty mama. And she wasn't much better here. She's not very supportive. You can tell the relationship is very eh. When Jackie tried to confront her about, you know, her boyfriends raping and molesting her throughout the years, you know, she really wasn't trying to hear it or believe it or thought it was a lie. Does she kind of care about Manny? I guess so, because Holly left after the mama got beside herself. Holly left again. Things are going kind of sort of good with her and Manny, and then she has a panic attack and just goes left on Manny. And of course, you know, he's still in a very unsafe space. He's starting to kind of get safe with her because this is how kids work. They gotta see. They don't care nothing about what you're talking about. They gotta see. And he was starting to see, oh, she meant it. She will keep me safe. Like, okay, the shit happened with the boyfriend, but she got me out of there. Mama, you know, grandma was tripping. She got me out of there. She is keeping up her end of the bargain. And then she just like, get the fuck away, you know, just because she doesn't know it's him at the door. So he don't know what to think. And he just goes off walking. And so then the grandma's like, man, forget this. I'm taking him. Because she lost. She did straight up and down lose him. Losing Isaiah 30 years later. Like, she straight up and down lost him. And the mom was like, I'm going to just hold him down. If you try to fuck with him, call CPS. And sometimes, as a parent, the best thing you can do for the child is just admit when you are not in a good place. She technically ain't got a home. Her career is here, there, and here. She may or may not, like, you know, she got a fight coming up. Who knows? You know, she was like, stay with grandma until I get my check and get my shit together and get us an apartment. And that's fair. I know she don't want to do it, but that's fair. It's what's best for the baby. You know, there's not the best options. It's either shitty mom or cigaretted out, somewhat kind of shitty grandma. Because not the grandma was just so loving. I mean, look at how she treats Jackie. So, yeah, it was like, which side of the turd is smoother? At least grandma has a job in the house, so I guess I'll be here. But after her and Budokan fall out, you know, she's up for this fight. And, of course, Budokan, like, if you're gonna break up with your trainer, at least wait till after the fight. Common sense, my nigga. But of course, I wouldn't have come either. That's why you don't shit when you shower or whatever the expression is. That's why you don't mix the two. So, of course, my trainer is not at the fight. I'm here to fight by myself. You know, just, is she even really ready for the fight? I don't think so, especially mentally. Like, her mental state is terrible throughout all of this. I've got this toxic relationship with this boyfriend. This kid just got dropped off on me like a sack of laundry. I have to figure out how to become a mom now because there are no backup plans. And I'm supposed to get my own ass 55-year-old body in shape for this fight against this Slugaflockian woman who's like 23 and is the champ, or where was she from? I don't know. But, yeah. And then Immaculate, who's supposed to be her new manager. I mean, he didn't give a shit about her. He didn't even believe in her. He was like, look, I think they called it a tomato can. He's like, I pretty much just hired you as a gimmick to get people's attention and for you to lose so I can get this money. You know, so it's not like she had the best team outside of Budokan and Pops. And you done fucked it up with Budokan. So she was really in that ring by herself. I don't have my son. I don't have my trainer / lover or whatever. And damn, you know, it's just Pops, Immaculate sitting out there. He ain't remember me. So yeah. I hope I didn't go too fast, but I've been talking kind of fast because so much happens in this 2-hour film, and you would think that's plenty of time to stretch stuff out, but honestly, so much happened, and I left out a lot. Like, I left out the fire when Manny caught the apartment on fire. I left out when Budokan, that's the part that had me tearing up a little bit. While Jackie was training, Budokan took Manny just to the park because, you know, hey, verbal and nonverbal kids like to play. And she was just showing him how to meditate. And she was like, if you ever get scared, to just put your arms up in the air. And she showed him how to, kind of like Lamaze, how to breathe in and breathe out. And so when the fight happened where Desi like knocks his mom into the wall and he's like yelling and screaming, it's so heart-wrenching because his arms are just up in the air, you know, he's just terrified. And of course Holly don't know what that means, but we the audience know what it means, and I'm just like, I just wanted to reach through there and grab him and be like, get away from him, you sorry bitch. But Jackie would have whooped my ass. But I was just like, fight back the tears, because he was scared, you know, he was just afraid. But I like that Budokan was able to get through to him. That's why I wanted her to stay a friend, because you need people like that in your corner, especially as a mom, especially as a single mom. But I mean, I guess become lovers, you know, that works too. And look how that turned out. Holly fucked it up, and now it's awkward and it's weird when they could just stay friends. But I get it, you know, whatever. But yes, so lo and behold, she didn't win the fight. Ugh, this screenwriter, she's excellent. She didn't win the fight. It's kind of like, what's another sports film where the team that we were rooting for didn't win? I think Creed, or did Creed always win? I don't know. I think it's something. But anyway, there have been sports films in the past where our underdog did not win, but they still became a fan favorite. So of course, you know, the arena is just cheering because that fight scene was intense. I didn't know if your girl was gonna make it. Like, her thing is get the person to the floor and then she dominates. But look here, white chick was not going to the floor. It was just a bloodbath. I was like, Lord. And you gotta keep in mind, Jackie's like 50 and this is like 20-year-old person that's been doing this for the past few years. You know, this is the champ of them. Like, what was her manager thinking? He was shit. I mean, just her entire team, other than Budokan, she really did not have good people in her corner. And I know the mama don't count. She aight, but she needs some therapy bad. Desi was shit. He was selfish shit. Pops is cool, but we didn't even get that much screen time with him. Like, I really thought he was gonna end up being the wise old sage, but it ended up being Budokan. So I mean, but other than Pops and Budokan, that she ain't had nobody real in her corner. Like, why would he even book her this fight? You ain't fought in 4 years. You over 50. Here, fight the champ. I'm like, come on, man. What? You trash, my nigga. You trash. And then we got this baby here. If Holly's character is without a team, baby, poor Manny really didn't have anybody really but Budokan. And Holly Berry fucked that up. I mean, Jackie Justice fucked that up. So, you know. Yeah. They have it listed as a drama mystery on Google, and I want them to do better because, no. It's just a sports drama, period. There was no mystery. We didn't have to figure anything out. This isn't Scooby-Doo. Like, who writes this shit? But anyway, overall, I just want to give Holly her flowers because she brought the thing. She trained. She got in shape. I think she did her own stunts. The soundtrack was fire. We had new up-and-coming rappers. We had a Meg Thee Stallion song. Mulatto had a song on there. We had some more rap. You know, it was nice. It had a nice feel to it. It definitely is like Creed, except with women and MMA. And it's not like Creed because different storylines, you know, totally different storylines. And plus, this didn't piggyback off of a franchise. Bruised is completely new. If they wanted to keep going, maybe, but I think it's a good standalone film. So does it need sequels, or do we need to have like Rocky? Do we need Bruised 2, 3, 4, 5? No. Like, how many times? Like, we could, but if the writer, which she seems pretty efficient, if she wanted to make a sequel, I believe she could, and make sure you get Holly Berry back in those two seats. I think for this to be her first time, I smell Oscar. I mean, will they give it to her because A, it's a Netflix film, or B, because this is her first, her directorial debut? I don't know, but it deserves that. Because I already know King Richard, you know, black people don't get, we don't get too many. We normally get like one big standalone film, even up for Oscar nods. So it can't be King Richard and Bruce. Like, you have to choose. But both really good sports films. You know, just both really fire. Just to see, you know, actors doing the directing thing. I love it. And I am so here for these black women coming from behind. Like, I'm ready for Angela Bassett. She probably didn't direct to something I didn't know. You know, Issa Rae, Regina King, Halle Berry. I'm so here for it. Like, Issa Rae kind of came in the door doing both. Like, she writes, acts, directs. But to see our veteran actresses, like, from our childhood and from the 90s, really stepping up and being like, you know, I could do this shit. I think I could do this. I'm ready for Angela to follow suit, you know. Taraji, let's get it. Come on, y'all. We need to see more of this. So, yes, give her all the flowers. The film was good. It was entertaining. The pacing was there. Like, if you go to the restroom, you're going to miss something. You have to pay attention to it all. But that means that the screenwriter knew the assignment, that they knew how to take command of the page and of dialogue and make it all have a purpose. And it did. There was no filler conversations. There was no filler talk. There was foreshadowing. There was symbolism. There was all that shit. Now, I will say the conversation with her and the mama where she reveals the molesters was a little on the nose. It was a little bit on the nose. Some subtext would have been nice. Well, she was like, oh, I should have had a lock on my bedroom door. And she kind of should have left it there instead of going into full detail. I felt like that was a little campy. But other than that, still good stuff. Good stuff. I really don't have any complaints. The only complaint I have is the one I gave. I don't mind, for entertainment purposes, them going the romantic route and then that obvious romance crashing and burning. I mean, who didn't see that coming? But it would have been nice to just see her have a strong ally in her corner, a strong black female friend, because we need to see more of that. All black women are not catty. We're not all messy. Some of us will have your back genuinely and expect nothing in return. Like, she said that, you know. She was like, I never really wanted anything, you know, just, you know, from you. And same thing with Micah on Queen Sugar. He said the same thing. Like, but why does the only people that don't, air quote, want anything from me are the people that want to sleep with me? You know what I'm saying? We need to see more black platonic friendships that are strong and healthy and not toxic. So that is my only request. I'm a writer too, so I'll keep that in mind. You know? Just saying. And you can be, and I also want that stigma to go away that straight people can't be friends with gay people without there being some assumption that something's going on or something is going to go on. We're just really good friends and they just happen to be a homosexual. That's it. You know, so those are my only complaints with the film. You did your motherfucking thing, Miss Berry. I am here for it. I am here. Oh. So, end of the movie. Of course, we gotta get something from little Manny. So she gets Manny back after she wins her purse and, you know, we get shit together. And of course, we end the film with him saying, thank you, Big. When she tied his shoes, I don't know, it was, you know, it was a small thing, but him speaking and acknowledging her, not as mom, we're not there yet, but as Big Little's protector. If nothing else, he is acknowledging her as the person who protects me. Man, come on. Oscar! But that was another little heart-wrenching little moment, because it's progress, you know. Still get that baby in therapy, because, I mean, I'm an adult, and if I saw somebody get shot, not just someone, my parent, like, we all saw how Batman went. I'm just saying, get that baby some therapy. But that is all I've got for today, because I gotta get ready for class, and I hope you enjoy. You'll support this movie. Look, for whatever reason, the motherfucking Rock and I can't even get it out. I'm so disgusted. That movie is like number one watch movie of Netflix ever. And I think that is some bullshit. When we got, I saw the movie and it was all right at best with a nice plot ending, little plot twist. So whatever. It was okay. It was not better than Bruise, and the damn show wasn't better than the Heart of They Fall. Y'all start using your power. Just like we came behind the Black Panther, we need to make these Black creatives stuff be and stay number one. There is too many Black people for this. Okay? Do better. That's all I got. You enjoy your day and keep God first.